A political analyst, Dr. Ken Ahosu, has called on the international community, especially the UN, to adopt a more comprehensive approach to resolve the crisis in Mali. Speaking to Radio Ghana's Baba Otu, Dr. Ahosu said the sanctions imposed on Mali by the ECOWAS are premature.
Certainly, it's going to bite very hard in the sense that the Francophone countries are from the Anglophone countries, in the sense that they have a central bank in Dakar, and it is from this central bank that salaries and other forms of government expenditure, the money is drawn from. So now that there is an economic sanction on them, just as it happened in Ivory Coast, it means that the government cannot source funds. So once the money that is in the Malian system dries up, it means that it will be very difficult for them to replenish their money that they have to spend. I think the sanctions are premature. As I have said earlier, the approach that they are using or the treatment that they are giving the Malian coupmakers is very different from what happened at other places as in Guinea. What has to be done now is that they should still try and engage the coupmakers in telephone diplomacy. I think the coupmakers are sending out messages that even the Tuaregs that are fighting us, they are too strong for us, we can't fight. So what we need is outside help. And I think this is what we call in conflict management an opening that is showing up. And ECOWAS must use this opening in order to contain the coup makers or to bring them to democracy.
Do you think the military junta will relinquish power following the sanctions?
No, the sanctions depend on the psychology of the coup makers, their mindset. What may happen is that they may dig in because there is a case that Malian population are largely behind them. And here is a case ECOWAS has imposed sanctions. So immediately how these people will be catered for, people who have moved away from their houses, people who have left their belongings behind, people who are without money, carrying children and women with them, how they can be catered for, provided for, it's a major problem. This is something that ECOWAS has to think about and have a more creative and a more nuanced approach to what is happening in Mali.
So what is the way forward?
Well, I've been saying this, the way forward is diplomacy, engaging all the stakeholders. And I don't only see ECOWAS and AU playing a role, but I'm calling on the international community as well, the UN, NATO, and all these people who were involved in Libya to come and have a more comprehensive approach to the crisis that is in Mali.
Political analyst Dr. Ken Ahosu talking to Baba Otu.